From coast to coast across America, it's the U.S. Property Podcast with the latest real estate news, interviews, and market trends.
And welcome back to the U.S. Property Podcast as we focus on the very latest real estate property news from around the country. Of course, we look at the trends, what is happening. We look at the forecasts as well as the predictions. And we are, of course, covering 50 states, which keeps us pretty busy. And you'll hear us on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as Amazon. Well, the Californian housing market in January for 2024 is reflecting a dynamic landscape with notable changes in sales and prices. Despite a decline in the statewide median home price attributed to seasonal factors, there's a 14.4% surge in existing single-family home sales compared to December of last year. Regions like Central Valley, now they experienced significant growth, while concerns persist about the inventory meeting buyer demand. And haven't we already talked plenty about that? Experts, of course, are always saying anticipate mortgage rates to soften. Will they? How fast will that happen is the $6 million question. Well, this morning we are finding out about the Sacramento property market in California with Sunit Agarwal, who is the principal of Big Block Realty. And good morning to you, Sunit. Welcome to the U.S. Property Podcast this morning. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
So how is the California housing market responding to these changes in interest rates? What are you seeing on the ground where you are in Sacramento?
The interest rate increase and where they are right now has definitely put a pause or put a hesitation for many homeowners to put their house back on the market to sell. You know, if you bought a house for $400,000 with a 2% interest rate, and now you want to upgrade your house to maybe have another new bedroom for your new child, not only are you looking at an increase in price, let's call it $100,000, but your interest rate is going to go from maybe 2.5% to 7%. That alone is making many people simply not afford to be able to purchase something after putting their house on the market.
Yeah, I mean, it's a question that we ask most principals like yourself. And sometimes you can talk to vendors, like there can be an obstacle where you can say, well, have you thought of this? And you can flip the coin and that can illuminate some ideas. But this particular one, the interest rate isn't going to be flicking the coin and saying to somebody, I've got a solution. It's probably unlikely to happen.
Absolutely. I mean, how are they going to be able to afford a payment twice as high for a house that's marginally bigger or better?
Okay, so what factors do you think has contributed to the decline in the Californian median home price in January?
That decline, number one, is the interest rates, which we've already mentioned. Number two, you know, throughout COVID, the seasonality of the market kind of went away. But since COVID has been lifted and the restrictions have been lifted, seasonality is back. Let's face it. If you have a family and Christmas gifts under the tree and plan to have people over and, you know, make a big dinner and celebrate the holidays, you have to be really hard pressed to move. So seasonality and interest rates are the two biggest factors, in my opinion, that has lowered the housing prices during the month of January.
And let's just have a look at Sacramento, because the question is, are the sales of single family homes in Sacramento showing an upward or downward trend at the moment?
They are showing a downward trend right now.
And how competitive is the Sacramento housing market for sellers based on the sales price to list price ratio?
In the month of January, the sales price ratio to the original list price ratio was 97%. If you go back 12 months to January of 2023, it was lower. It was about 95, 96%. So sellers are getting closer to their list price. On average, they're still not hitting it. I think the main factor in this is that there's less buyers out there, number one. And number two is people love their houses. People looked at how much they were worth a couple months ago and they still want that value. So it's oftentimes unrealistic expectations from the homeowners putting their house in the market.
So with Sacramento, what suburbs? Give us a bit of a flavor. People listening from other states, can you tell us what suburbs in Sacramento experienced the most significant increase in home sales over the last couple of months, perhaps?
Sure. So the suburbs that are experiencing the biggest increase are the suburbs with the lower average price point. The more expensive homes traditionally have always had less buyers because less people can afford them. So if you have outlying areas, North Highlands, Del Paso Heights, these areas that have almost become gentrified because it's the only thing a normal working class family can afford.
Okay. So I want you to throw up a suburb where you think there's undervalue at the moment, which could start to pop its head up and say, look at me, look how well I'm going, look at my gentrification, look at the infrastructure that's been announced. So have you got a suburb or two?
Yeah, I think a great suburb that exemplifies what you're saying is a suburb on the outskirts called Plumas Lakes. You know, it's newer houses. The reason that there hasn't been a huge flow of people to that neighborhood is because of the further distance away from the main resources in Sacramento. It's about 30 minutes away. And as people become more desperate to find a great house at a great price, it's logically seeing an uptick in buyers moving there.
And is that a market for our first home buyers that are listening this morning, Sunita? Are they likely to look at that and go, yeah, I can work from home? That really works well for me.
I would say so, absolutely.
And are there enough homes for sale in Sacramento to meet the current buyer demand?
There's about 6 weeks of inventory, very low levels for the amount of buyer demand. The serious buyers out there who are after pretty much the affordable homes, the homes that are nice enough, right? There simply aren't enough. California has experienced a huge problem in building new homes over the years. Sacramento's new construction market is very low. So people are stuck and they're stuck bidding on the same homes, and those homes end up going for much higher than the average price point.
Now, you say that new homes are stuck. Is that likely to change? Is the needle going to swing to more homes being built in 2024? What do you think?
I think that really depends on the bureaucracy and politics, what the government decides to do as far as giving incentives to the buyers. Let's face it, things are extraordinarily expensive in the state. Taxes, labor. So until those things can get rectified, I don't see there being a huge influx of new construction in markets like Sacramento.
All right. So that's one of the challenging aspects. What are some of the other challenges facing Sacramento's housing market for 2024 and beyond? And how do they interact with each other, I guess?
Sure. So, I mean, the inventory and the interest rates are by far the biggest challenges. Outside of that, like, I don't hear from many prospective buyers or buyers that my company is working with. You know, they just say, hey, there's nothing on the market, or hey, the price is too high. Hey, I can't afford that. You know, Sacramento has, in my opinion, a solid infrastructure, is not a bunch of traffic like the Bay Area and Los Angeles. There's a decent amount of jobs. There's great healthcare. Those two factors, in my opinion, are limiting people from getting into houses. You know, the cost associated for an average working class family to get into something here at the interest rates, like, it can be really challenging. If the average home price here is, let's say, for simple math, is $500,000, and somebody wants to put 20% down, it's really hard to save $100,000 these days, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You have gas prices up, we have inflation. So all of those things are hand in hand, and all those things are definitely impacting the Sacramento housing market.
And what about the condos? Like somebody looking for something a little bit cheaper, how is that market going? Tell us the median house price and what somebody could expect to pay.
The median house price for a condo has drastically increased the last couple of years. The fact is, many of the condos here have big HOA dues, homeowner association dues, that while the price may seem less, when you look at the HOA, it's the same price as a larger house. Another factor for condos locally in Sacramento is many of the investors are looking to get them as a cheap deal. In my estimation, the average condo here is $225,000. So it sounds good. With a $400 or $500 HOA, you might still be stuck.
Yeah. Okay. So let's have a look at the home prices. I think the home prices, they're likely in Sacramento to move up in 2024.
Yes. So home prices have gone up 7% year over year from last January to this January, 7% increase. And the expectation is that they'll continue to increase simply due to the lack of inventory and the people who need to get into a house doing what it takes, meaning spending above the list price to get into the home that they need to move into.
Now, you were talking about the concrete jungle, people moving out of LA into Sacramento. What about some of the other states around the country where people pinpoint Sacramento as a place, hey, this is affordable for me, let's move?
I have never heard anybody say that recently about California. Seems like the opposite is true. I have multiple friends and colleagues moving to Idaho, moving to Arizona, moving to Nevada, not only for the, you know, local tax laws, but for the affordability. I mean, you can get a great house in Phoenix, similar to everything here, far lower price and pay less in taxes. So I'm seeing more of people leaving California than coming to California from other states.
That seems to be in the lane with everybody that we have spoken to so far, all sort of on the same page, saying the same thing, so it must be true. All right, Suneet, we'll leave it there. Great to catch up with you, find out a little bit about the Sacramento market there in California. Sounds like you're busy enough, right?
Yep, staying busy. Got lots of opportunities, a great big team and brokerage, and just trying to make every day a win for our clients and our agents.
Well, I guess that's all that you can do. Hey, thanks very much for coming on to the US Property Podcast this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
From powerful and up-to-date news to professional real estate experts with the latest property trends, know your property with the U.S. Property Podcast.
You have obviously made New York and Connecticut your home, and you also like travel. So, yeah, you're a busy person being a principal in the middle of all of that.
Very exciting. Yes, indeed. So, love to travel and love to learn about other cultures, which, you know, helps me actually be a great relocation consultant on the ground. Yeah, utilizing great communication skills has been wonderful to be able to use the bilingual communication that I have with learning Portuguese and Spanish. So it's been really wonderful visiting all those countries. Born and raised in Westchester County, I am one of three daughters, and my parents landed in New York in 1971. And soon after that, they were homeowners within 9 months, which I believe has created a passion within me for real estate.
Stay updated in your local real estate market with the latest trends, predictions, and insights. Know your property with the U.S. Property Podcast.